Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Consider these words Paul wrote to the Corinthian believers in 2 Corinthians 3 verses 2 and 3. You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, on tablets of human hearts. Now, usually when we get letters through the post, we sort it into two piles, important letters and junk mail. How do we make that determination? Well, by answering these two questions. Firstly, who's the letter from? The source determines your interest level, and you are a letter to the world from Christ and about Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. Religious people often promote their denomination, but we're called to promote Christ and Him alone. Are people really interested? Yes. Jesus promised in John 12, verse 32, and I, when I am lifted up, will draw all people to myself. Nothing is more needed today than a living portrait of Jesus reflected in the lives of His redeemed people. So deliver your love letter to whoever crosses your path. And the second question we ask is, who is the letter addressed to? The Bible answers that question in John 3 verse 16, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dr. David Yonggi Cho built the world's largest church in Seoul, South Korea, almost 1 million people. That's bigger than many towns and cities. But as a young Buddhist, he was led to Christ by a lady he only met once. What if she'd decided to remain silent? Your life is a letter from Christ with the potential to change someone else's life. So make sure you deliver it. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.